Mick, you've had a good few days on the road, haven't you, with the 3 points at Villa Park and another one tonight. What did you make of the latest performance?
I thought it was an excellent performance, a really top-class away performance. Showed all the elements of a team that goes away and scraps it out, and tough and resilient, professional and organised, and all the things that you need when you come to a place like Brighton and Villa, who hadn't lost at home up until Saturday. And then we showed some quality. I thought the goal was good. And for all their possession and play, I do believe their keepers kept them in it. We had one headed off the line, another one blocked. So, I know, hit the post near the end. That would have been a criminal injustice, that.
So many teams turned over at this place this season. It is another step in the right direction for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's encouraging, and the players deserve all the credit. They've been fantastic.
Fabulous goal as well from your captain, ever so brave, to chuck himself in there, wasn't it? And he was exceptional tonight.
He was. I didn't know he'd scored it. I didn't know he'd gone.
He did.
No, and he's been terrific. And it just shows the mettle of the guy, actually, because he got a nasty knock. And the fact that he, there's all that transfer talk in the window. He's been brilliant. He's just shown what a really good player, good captain, good professional he is.
You must have thought, here we go again, after the other day with Stephen Taylor and Christophe Bearer, then Chambers down for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and we got Amir off the pitch as well. He's got 5 or 6 stitches in a head wound. So it wasn't looking good. I mean, they're all saying, I have to be honest, they're saying to me, what shall we do? I said, I haven't got a clue at the moment. let me try and work something out, because with Amir off, with Chamber, I said, if he goes off, you just have to be 2 banks of 4 and we'll wait while Amir comes back on. And I'm glad we waited for him, because he was excellent.
What did you make of Tom Lawrence's yellow card? Most people didn't see it. Has it now been confirmed?
I booked him. I think it was for lipping. I don't know. Didn't surprise me. We were getting yellow cards flashed at us all evening.
Yeah, do you think the referee was over the top? I think 6 in total. I think Emmy got one right at the death as well, apparently.
I choose not to speak unless I can say anything nice about him, so I'll say nothing.
You must be frustrated with Tom, though. You said in your press conference the other day, if it's for a mistimed tackle, that's one thing, but if it's lipped to the referee, what a way to miss Leeds and Norwich.
Yeah, we'll be missing a very, very good player, and it's so unnecessary, but that's... Listen, he's come here and been brilliant and done so much for us. And I guess he's still educating himself in the game, and that's a part of it that's going to be part of his education, I guess.
Teddy missed out tonight. Is he okay? Is he fully fit?
He's fine. Yeah, he's
just fine. Not doing enough to get in the 18 at the minute?
He's got to get in the 18 and get in the team. Show me that's where he wants to be and be. We 2 years ago, it was Teddy Bishop and somebody else. Well, he's got to get back to that. And I'm hoping that's the case. I know he's had a lot of time with injuries, but he's got to get back in.
Lost his focus a little bit. That's what can happen to young players, I suppose.
I don't know. Look, it does happen. You have an injury and then you get down the pecking order. Well, the only way to get back up the pecking order is break your nuts in training and make sure you're in my eye line and TC's eye line and catching us, that we are going, whoa, wow. Because that's what happens, you know. If you think it's just based on matches, that's impossible. It's how people are in training on a daily basis. And so that's what I judge it on. I mean, he's got to get back in.
Because we know he's got that ability, and he could be the player to step in for Tom Lawrence if things are going a bit better for him. He's got the ability to fill in that role.
Well, he's not going to play up front, that's for sure, because he's not a centre-forward. I mean, Tom can play that, and that's not Bish. And I want him back in. I want him with that hunger, that desire, that to be back in my team and be the best player in it, because he has the ability to be it.